It is 4:19, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're continuing our theme week on birds.
Birds.
And we're going to talk about another bird that I'm sure you've seen in your yard.
Yes.
The northern cardinal.
Well, the northern cardinal.
Yes.
Sure.
So
yes.
Cardinals are named after the cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church.
Okay.
Who wear distinctive red robes and caps. That's what
because they look
for.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
The term northern in the common name refers to its range, as it is the northernmost cardinal species.
Okay. Yeah. So there are cardinals in other geographic areas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Originally, the northern cardinal's U.S. range was mostly southern, with species beginning expansion northward in the early 1900s.
Mm.
Experts believe a warming climate combined with the growth of towns and suburbs across the eastern U.S., which increased edge habitat and introduced yard feeders during winter, were the main drivers of this expansion.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
They go where the food is.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And the people, yeah.
Now, a group of northern cardinals, you can refer to them as a college, a conclave, or a Vatican. Since they're named after the cardinals.
The cardinals in the church.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
The adult male is a brilliant crimson-red color with a black face mask over the eyes extending to the upper chest, and the female is fawn-colored with mostly grayish-brown tones and a slight reddish tint on the wings, crest, and tail feathers.
Did you call it a face mask?
I did.
It's a face mask?
That's what it said.
Yeah. Okay. It's a brilliant red.
Cardinals get their trademark red plumage from their food. While they are mostly grain and seed eating, cardinals also eat insects and a wide variety of fruits like wild grapes, dogwood berries, and mulberries. And these fruits contain carotenoids that can create the reds, oranges, yellows, and pinks that are all found in their feathers.
Hmm.
And their dietary flexibility allows the species to remain in the same area year round.
Okay.
That's why you see them all in the winter months too.
Okay.
Yeah. So only a few female North American songbirds actually sing, but the female Northern cardinal does, and often while sitting on the nest. This may give the male information about when to bring food to the nest and when to stay away, as the male's bright red feathers might expose the nest to predators.
So you're saying it's coded?
A little bit, yeah.
So he understands her code and when to bring food and when to do whatever.
Yeah, apparently.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the spring, you might see a cardinal attacking its reflection in a window, a car mirror, or any other shiny surface.
I think I've had that happen in
my
house.
Me too. I think so too, yeah. Both males and females do this, and it's most often in the spring and early summer when they are obsessed with defending their territory against any intruders.
Oh.
Birds may spend hours fighting these intruders without giving up. Fake intruders, without giving up.
Just banging into the window.
A few weeks later, as levels of aggressive hormones subside, the attacks should end.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Now, cardinals will also sometimes voluntarily cover themselves with ants. And it's a behavior that is appropriately called anting.
Okay.
And there's over 200 species of birds that do it. So cardinals and lots of other birds apparently do this. They will either lay down on an anthill and just let the ants crawl all over them.
That is awful.
Or they'll pick an ant up in their beak and then just rub it all over their feathers.
What in the world?
Experts aren't really sure why they do that, but a number of leading theories have to do with chemicals produced by the ants themselves. One theory is that the acid that the ants secrete kills mites and other parasites that might be trying to take root in a bird's feathers. Another possibility is that it acts as a sort of natural balm, soothing the irritation caused by molting, and that may also make the ants safe to eat.
But is it only cardinals are the only bird that does this?
No,
with
there's
the
over 200
Although
that do it.
Different birds do this.
Yeah.
I've never, you'd think you'd see a bird rolling
like laying
around
on the ground over an ant hill.
Rolling around like a dog, you'd expect.
Right, yeah.
Never seen that.
Me neither. Okay. I kind of want to, though. I think there's videos online if you're interested.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, surprisingly, I am. A little interested,
a little bit,
I'll be honest.
I know. So an increase in backyard feeding by humans has increased the range of the species with an estimated global population of some 100 million.
Jeez.
Populations appear to remain stable or increasing, and cardinals were once prized as pets due to their bright color and distinctive song. But in the United States, they are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918, which also banned their sale as cage birds. It is illegal to take, kill, or possess northern cardinals, and violation of the law is punishable by a fine of up to $15,000 and imprisonment of up to 6 months.
Don't mess with the college or the cardinal of Vatican of cardinals.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
The northern cardinal is the state bird of seven U.S. states, and that's more than any other species.
Okay. Are they all northern states then?
Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia.
Okay.
So not all northern, no.
No.
It's also a popular sports mascot from Missouri, the St. Louis Cardinal baseball team,
sure.
To Arizona, the football team.
Right.
And at countless colleges and high schools,
okay.
All over the country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that because they fight with their own reflection in the mirror or the window?
Maybe. I don't know.
They find that...
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
not
all right.
Sure.
You picked out a record to go along with the North American, the Northern Cardinal, I should say.
Yeah, so like you said, they do fight their own reflections.
Yeah.
So we're going to play Reflections by Diana Ross and the Supremes.
I love it. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. That's Diana Ross and the Supremes. Song's called Reflections. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because cardinals are known to attack their own reflection.
Yes.
Trying to defend their territory. And we were talking about cardinals as part of our theme week on birds.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, cardinals are named after the cardinals from the Roman Catholic Church.
Cardinals will sometimes voluntarily cover themselves in ants, and experts aren't really sure why.
And the cardinal is the state bird of seven states, and that's more than any other species.
There you go. Big old red cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
A handsome bird. Handsome
yes.
bird, to say the least. Folks want to learn more about the Northern Cardinal. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on
right.
the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all there. And tomorrow we'll continue our theme week. We did American Robin yesterday, Northern Cardinal today.
Oh, yes.
Three more birds remain this week.
Yes.
We're anxious to find out what those are. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather on the way on Legends 1027.
Being in the collision business for over 30 years, Nick knows the importance.